Okay, so we left off last week. Tosfos made an observation that even though the starting point of our sugya in Sukkah is that women are pturos from a halal, especially halal on Yontif, that was the original topic, nevertheless, halal and Pesach night, so Tosfos writes, that's different. And the reason why halal and Pesach night is different is because it's a halal of, it's a halal of Neis, and Avin Rabbi Yosma Neis. And how did Tosfos know for sure that women are chayavs in halal and Pesach night? So Tosfos said, but we know they're obligated in dalakosos, and we know there's a connection between dalakosos and the mitzvah halayla. So if they're obligated in dalakosos, it's a proof positive there must be chayavs in the four mitzvah halayla, of course, the fourth one being halal. That was Tosfos' theory. So we pointed out at the end of the shiur last week, but that theory in Tosfos is not agreed upon by everybody. We pointed out that Rabbi Kivega definitely raised a question about this. Kivega happens to hold that women are pturos from Kiddush and Yontif. Kiddush is also one of the dalakosos. And still, it's feasible that a woman could be ptura from the mitzvah and yet still be chayavas in the dalakosos. That ironclad equation of Tosfos, if you chayav in dalakosos, it's understood that you chayav in the mitzvah, is lav dafka. So we left hanging at the end of the shiur last week. What should that depend upon? What the bottom line is, what should this really all depend upon? Should there be this absolute chayv lo yavur connection that if you chayv a dalakosis, that you must be chayv in the four mitzvahs of the dalakosis? Or is it conceivable that you could be chayv in one without the other? So let's take a little bit of a step back. I know it's a little closer to Chanukah season, it's the Pesach season, but we'll try and learn a little bit of the sugya as from a Pesach angle and then be able to get a little bit of a better understanding, better havana at the times of a Sechus Sukkah. So a fundamental question for tonight really is it possible to have a scenario of a person who is chayev in dalakosos and not necessarily chayev in the mitzvahs that are usually associated with four kosos, the mitzvahs of Kiddush, Agoda, Berachos HaMazon, and Halal. So let's begin with a Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim with them. There is a Tosfos on Pesachim of Tzadi Tesem Beis. Very beginning of Perek Avri Pesachim of Tzadi Tesem Beis. Dibre Maskel is Lo Yivchasu Lo. It's the third Dibre Maskel from the end. There are three Dibre Maskel. There are two Dibre Maskels of the same Dibre Maskel. It's the second one of the two. So it's the third Tosfos from the bottom. Lo Yivchasu Lo Yivchasu. So the Mishnah is talking about the obligation of drinking four kosos. So the Mishnah is talking about an individual with an ani doesn't have enough money. So we as a community are obligated to support him. We're obligated to give him money to buy dalakosos. So the lashon of Mishnah is a little bit vague. The Mishnah says, Leivchasu lo, b'lashon yachid. It sounds like we only have to give money that he, the bala boss, should be able to drink dalakosos. What about his wife? What about his children? So says Tosfos, Leivchasu lo mi abakosos, b'toch ha'loshen mash b'ktsas, she'ein nosu l'bonav leveso, ki li'atzmo. Says Tosfos, when the loshen, Leivchasu lo b'loshen yachid, presumably we're talking about a fellow with a family, and afa b'chein, we're only providing for him, not for his wife and children. It would appear that somehow his wife and children don't have to drink dalakosos. That's not true. The Gemara says explicitly, loshen b'chiyaros b'dalakosos. So what's going on? It says to us, it must be what's happening is as follows. Who motzi as kulam bishalo, that he's mitzi, his wife and his family members in dalakosis. So when the Gemara says that nashim chayavos bedalakosis, that means that a woman has to participate in the midst of dalakosis. It doesn't mean she has to drink the dalakosis. She has to be yotzi dalakosis. She could be yotzi either on her own or by hearing from somebody else. And says to us, so svaru, So says Tosfos that after all, logically, what's the difference between dalakosis and kiddush? On a regular Shabbos, regular yontif, on a regular Friday night, my wife doesn't make kiddush, my kids don't make kiddush, I recite kiddush, they listen shemei koina, and they yaitze with my kiddush. So says Tosfos, why can't we pull off the same stunt for kiddush by the seder, haggadah by the seder, birchas hamazon by the seder? And how about say, we'll do the four mitzvahs alayla, the dalak kosos, I'll drink the kosos, and shalom Yisrael. So maybe that's why we don't have to provide each and every person in the family with dalak kosos, because there never is a, there's no chiyuv. even if they can't afford wine, there's no chiyuv for everybody to drink their own kaisis. Manishtana, no point in that. What's between this and a regular kiddush? And then Tosas backpedals a little bit, not so sure. That Tosas says that maybe his children are under the age of chinuch. Maybe that's why they're not mentioned. Maybe his wife really is being provided for. Tosas is not 100% sure whether the deal from the Mishnah is correct. So Tosas might play a suffix. I'm not sure. Forget about the aniyim, a regular, normal scenario delicatessen. Is it necessary for everybody to drink their own kos? Or can one person be yaitze with the delicatessen of the Baal HaSeder, the same way yaitze by a regular Friday night, regular Yom Tov? So what exactly is the latest asofik of Tosfos? What is the lumbish asofik in Tosfos? Why should one compare delicatessen to Kiddush on Friday night? Or why should one differentiate between the two? So the Brisky Rav has a famous beer. The Brisky Rav develops a chakira. What's the nature of the mitzvah of delicatessen? There's something very, very strange about delicatessen. On the one hand, we seem to focus on the drinking of the kosis. Somehow we think there's a mitzvah to drink delicatessen, shtiyas hakos. On the other hand, the delicatessen are clearly linked to the mitzvah halayla. And if they're linked to the four mitzvahs halayla shebedibor, maybe the mechayev of delicatessen is not the shtiyas hakos. The mechayev of the delicatessen is the mitzvah halayla. The same way that on Kiddush and Friday night, Chazal wanted to beef it up a little bit, give it a little bit more significance. So they instituted Kiddush Alayayin. May not Torah, it could be Yatzim B'Kiddush B'Dvar. But with the Rabbanim, they hiked it up to be Kiddush Alayayin. They did the same thing by the Lel HaSeder four times over. You could be Yatzim HaGadosh Lel Alayayin, Maker Adin. Let's make it a little bit nicer. We'll be Misachet HaGadol Alayayin. It could be Yatzim B'Chsam Mazal, Maker Adin without a Kais. We pass the B'Chsam Mazal, and it's in a Kais. But let's hike it up a little bit, make it aliyayin. Halal? Let's say halal shluka. I say halal and shul without a kos yayin. Pesach night, let's beef it up a little bit. Let's make it a kiddush, a shir, layayin. Give it a little bit more oomph to it. So yesh lachos, says the Brisky Rav, what's the nature of the din of dalakosis? Is dalakosis fundamentally just form mitzvah shebedibor that Chazal just said, let's do it lechatchila, let's do it properly on the kos? So why do I have to drink the kos? You know I have to drink the kos? The same way I have to drink the kos? A bracha is recited on the kos. It's not enough just to recite the bracha of Kiddush and then put the kos down, throw it out. No, I'm a varach tach shiitayim. That you have to drink a little bit of the kos also. But the ego of the kos is like the biskrav is not the shtiyas kos. The shtiyas kos is almost secondary. But the shtiyas kos is once you're already making the bracha kos, mainly you have to drink the kos. Is that the beer and delicatessen or the exact opposite? Chazal wanted us to drink delicatessen. Why? We'll see in a moment. Why? Chazal wanted us to drink delicatessen at the Seder. Im kvar askvar, you're already drinking delicatessen, and there happened to be four mitzvah shebedibur at the Seder, wouldn't it make sense that the kosa should be spread out to commemorate, to go hand in hand with the dal mitzvah shebedibur? In theory, one could have just sat down at the Seder, guzzled down four cups, and called it a night. If I would last a maggid at that point. So you could have done that. But it's already so much nicer, so much more appropriate to spread it out and to give a little bit more significance to the delicatessen. Each one should be linked to a particular mitzvah. So what's the chicken, what's the egg? What's causing what? Is it fundamentally a mitzvah's dibur that ends up coming as an afterthought you have to drink? Or is it fundamentally a drinking and the afterthought is you end up linking it to a mitzvah shebelaila? So says the Brisky Rav, my nafkamina, nafkamina, the tutsdar matrices. Can I say Shemei Ka'oina on Dalakosis? So if you hold that Dalakosis are primarily a mitzvah shebedibur, I give you mitzvah to you in Kiddush. I give you mitzvah to you in Haggadah. I give you mitzvah to you in Betel. I give you mitzvah to you in Hala. Why not? Is Shemei Ka'oina on those four mitzvah shebedibur? So if all Dalakosis is four opportunities for the mitzvah shebedibur lakos, they're basically four grandiose Kiddushes. That's all they are. The same lumbness of Kiddush on Friday night and Yom Tov night is what's playing out at the Seder as well for all four kurses. Your foot says, what's the problem? Why can't you say Shemei Ka'oina? Why does my wife have to drink? Because I'll make the Kiddush for I'll be my tzir, all the mitzvahs, and I'll drink the kos and shine. That's good enough. But says the Brisky Rav, if you hold the other way around, if you hold that the ikar of the Dalak kurses is actually the drinking and the mitzvahs are an afterthought, so, drinking means I have to drink. You have to drink. He has to drink. She has to drink. You can't say shebeka oin on drinking. You can't say shebeka oin on mitzvah shebedibur. You can't say shebeka oin on drinking. So if drinking is the eker, so then of course you can't say shebeka oin. Of course it's different, very, very different from regular Friday night. But even if you hold that everybody has to drink, it doesn't mean I can't be yaitse shebeka oin on the mitzvah shebedibur shebon. There's no need for everybody to make their own kiddush by the Seder. There's really no need for everyone to say their own haggadah by the Seder. Technically speaking, the Baal HaSeder can say everything, be mites you in the Dibur, but then according to one side of Taisus, you have to drink also. According to one side of Taisus, you don't even have to do that. But according to the other side of Taisus, you have to drink l'kayim, the din of Shtiyas Dalekaisus, which is the new Mechai, that's the engine of this entire Hanukkah. That's the famous word from the Mishkei Rav Rav Shlomo Tzimatza, to explain the two tzedakim in the Taisus of Shiloh, what the nature of the relation between the mitzvah of Alayla and the Dalekaisus is. Is the mitzvah of Alayla gerim the Shtiyah, or is the Shtiyah gerim the mitzvah of Alayla? If you take a look at the Lashon and Rambam, so you'll get a very, very clear picture from the Rambam what's going on. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Tzimtzum Perek Zayin.
What?
Hilchos Chametz Tzimtzum Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin. So in Perek Vav, Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Tzimtzum Halacha Vav, the Rambam introduces to us a halacha we spoke about last week. In every generation, a person is chayav laharos as atzmo. As was pointed out last week, the Rambam adds a hey. The Mishnah says chayav adam liros, and the Rambam adds on, and this piece, laharos. Laharos is different than liros. Liros means I have to envision, I have to think, I have to close my eyes and make believe like I'm leaving Mitzrayim. Laharos means I have to demonstrate that I'm leaving Mitzrayim. And each and every generation, I have a chiyav laharos as atzmo kliyotzim Mitzrayim. Shneamar ve'osano utzim isham. The aldover zet tziva kadosh baruch hu b'toira about this obligation is a din deraisa. And b'chol dover dor chayvar laharos is a din in a Torah. Tziva kadosh baruch hu b'toira v'zachar tikev reisa kloima kilu atoba atzmo chayisa ev yitzas v'cheres v'nefteisa. The person has to be in that, not only in that state of mind, the Lela say there, but he has to demonstrate it as well. The Ram continues in Halacha Zayin. Lefikach, therefore, kishesoed adam balayla hazeh, when a person eats the meal on this night, tzorach lecho v'lishtel tzvul meisiv derecheiros, you have to do haseba, you have to lean, v'chol echad ve'echad ben anoshim ben anoshim chayev lishtos balayla hazeh arba kaisa shel yayin. And everybody, men and women, are obligated to drink dalekaisas. The Rambam introduced that halacha with the word lafikach. Lafikach always means it's a continuation of what he just said before. Because of what I just told you before, lafikach. So he told you in halacha vav that you have to be laharos es atzmo kliyotzim Mitzrayim. And now in halacha zayin, he's telling you lafikach, therefore you have to drink dalekosis. Says the Biskarav, it is clear from the Rambam that the engine that is driving dalekosis is not a mitzvah shebedibur, because you have to make kiddush on Pesach night, therefore you have to drink. Because you have to bench, nebuch, you have to drink. Because you have to, that's not one. The reason why you have to drink is because you have to drink. Because b'chol dover dor chayav laharos es atzmo kliyotzim Mitzrayim. Now, as an afterthought, im kvar az kvar, you're already drinking, you might as well stick in the drinking into the four appropriate slots of the seder, lama lo. But the basic mechayiv is laharos, and therefore, it would be inconceivable for the Rambam for somebody to be mighty somebody else in dalekais, which is exactly why the Rambam doesn't even make a zecher of such a concept. Rambam, that would be totally foreign to the realm of such a notion of saying Shemek Oina, that I can be might to you in Shtiyas HaKois, that's absurd. Lafikach, Kashasayid Adab, the same way you can't say Shemek Oina Haseba, I can't be might to you in leaning, I can't be might to you in Shtiyas Dalakois as well. Just as an aside, this Rambam is very, very problematic. These two Rambams are very, very difficult, just literally as an aside, but when you see the Rambam staring me in the face, this Rambam, I have to just raise this aura. The Rambam at the end of Halacha Vav was trying to bring him a kairos for this din of laharos. He was just bechadish as bechol dover dor chayav laharos, and he's trying to show how Chazal figured this out. So he quoted two pesukim. One is ve'alsan otzim misham, and then ve'al dover zetziv hakadosh baruch hu b'toyir v'zachar tikev nisim b'mitzrayim. The problem is that this pasuk v'zachar tikev nisim b'mitzrayim has nothing to do with Pesach. That pasuk happens to appear by Shavuos. It doesn't even appear by Pesach. It's a chayav to give Nisim Mitzrayim. So So I'm not arguing that Shavuos is a Zecher to Yetzis Mitzrayim. Most all the Yom Tov is Zecher to Yetzis Mitzrayim. I'm not questioning that. What I'm questioning is that, did the Rambam mean to say that on Shavuos you have to be the Zechar to give Yetzis Mitzrayim? Did you have to be Mara Atzvo on Shavuos give Yetzis Mitzrayim? We have to do their Cheiros and Dal Kreis on Shavuos also on Nuchumra. There is no din of Laharas as Atzvo on Shavuos night. So if the Rambam in Halacha Vav is trying to bring you a source for his Chiddush, that behold over door chayv adam laharos. Valdov is a tziva kodesh baruch b'terasa b'toira. That's what Rebbe Shlom meant with that pasuk. Valdov is a tziva b'toira. You have to be maris atzmai. So, what is that? Why is that pasuk in one place? Why is that pasuk by Shavuos? How does Shavuos teach me lefikach shesayd adam b'layla hazel? Halayla says Pesach is not Shavuos. Very strange, Rambam.
Yeah, well.
So I once posed this question to Rabbi Osman Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva Tells in Riverdale. He thought it was a very, very powerful question. So we're talking a little bit about it, but he didn't come up with a resolution. So I think that perhaps what the Rambam possibly is driving at is as follows. That it's an answer almost halacha slash hashkofa. That a person is supposed to get to this level of the Zechar to Kiev and Yisrael and Mitzrayim, reality the entire year. That's the end game. You're supposed to get to all the time. On Shavuos, that pasuk Zechar to happens to appear by Shabbos also in the Seres HaDibros in Vaschanan, the similar pasuk appears, Zechar to Kiev and Yisrael and Mitzrayim. So the emphasis is that you're supposed to get to that point all the time. How do you get to that point all the time? So there are two halachas. There's a din of laharas. You have to demonstrate it. We know, as the Sefer Chinuch writes, that a person is influenced by actions that he takes. If you sit around and philosophize about something, it's Gornish Galfin. If you sit around Rosh Hashanah all day and think about Yerusha, and think about Machu Shemaim and not blowing the shofar, you're going to miss the boat. If you sit around all day Sukkot and think about the honey of covenant, don't go out to your Sukkot, you're going to miss the boat. So if you sit around Pesach night and contemplate and philosophize about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not going to make a slightest bit of difference. It's not going to make an impact. It's not going to make a reshim on you. But if you drink delicacies and you do a seba and you do physical demonstrations of lefikach b'chol dor v'dor, so then you will make such a roshim on yourself that for the duration of the year you will reach the darga of v'zachar tekiyav and yisim mitzrayim. So you're not mechuyav all year long to do these laharoses. You have to figure out what to do on Pesach night that's going to enable you to reach those hagoshes the rest of the year. So is the din b'chol dor v'dor a din of all? Does it require that you do a seva al kaisel yalom? No. You have to do a maise of laharos once a year, and that once a year should carry you over for the duration of the year. That was a suggestion. Maybe that's the pshat in the two rabbim. So marshal on the v'doyim, this part I heard from Rabbi Willie once, but he says that if you look at the pasuk of Parshas Re'eh, l'man tizkos yom tzeis chmitzvah v'kei mechayecha. So we know the Mishnah tells us that that's the source for the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzrayim called Yom of Alayla. The problem is that Rashi on Chumash says that that's not the Pshuta Shemikra of the Pasuk. The Pshuta Shemikra is talking about Achilas Matzah. The Pasuk says, Shivas Yom Tochel of Matzos Lechamoni Ki B'chipazon Yitzas V'Yitzrayim L'man Tizkos Yom Tizkos V'Yitzrayim K'v Mechiecha. So the Pasuk Pshad is not talking about what you're going to do in the middle of Chedesh Kislev. It's talking about eat Matzah and Leila Seder so that you remember Yitzis V'Yitzrayim K'v Mechiecha. So Rabbi Willig said, it's not a stira. That what the Torah is telling me is that avada we want you to have Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom v'layla. You should always be thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim all day and all night, all every day of the year, every day, every night of the year, you're supposed to be thinking about it. What's going to enable you to have Yetzias Mitzrayim on your radar screen the whole year? You got to make it one big push once a year. If you don't make a big boom once a year, once your anniversary party, if you're not once your birthday party, you're not going to remember to make that big push once a year, so you're never going to remember it the rest of the year. Shul's going to make a dinner. You make a dinner every night. Make a dinner once a year, and you hope people remember all the great chizik you have to dinner that remain dedicated and give help the shul the whole year as well. So that wasn't a plug for a Torah, just a statement of reality. So that's what the relationship between the Leva Seder and the rest of the year is. So that's a relationship bein le'inyan, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim to be maskeh by Yom and Laila the rest of the year. That gets its oomph, it gets its kick from Matzah. Bein le'inyan b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam l'rishus atzmo, that gets a kick from the haros of the delicacies and the hasidim. So that's the whole picture of the Rama. Yep, sorry.
So why can't we say that the reason he brought this pasuk is actually to start the cycle of Vezacharta, that the peak of Vezacharta will be Lerot et Atzmo bePesach, starting from Shavuot the other way.
Okay, maybe it's possible. Yeah, this was the side point. It wasn't even the Rambam I want to talk about. I just saw the Rambam, I couldn't hold back. I tell Tamidim sometimes in yeshiva, sometimes they end up going off on a tangent a little bit. I said, it's a horror. What can I do? So, Terry, what can I do? Halavai, we should be zeichet. That was a chance. So, Rabbi, said, back to the Rambam. Back to the Rambam's here. So, the Rambam is clearly taking issue with that one side in Tosis, clearly assuming that the mitzvah d'alakos is starting from the shtiyas hakos. Says the Biskirov, this Rambam may now be understood the shitaso as well. Another comment that the Rambam has, if you take a look at the Chometz Matzah per Zayin, Halacha Tes. The very end of Halacha Tes, the Rambam tells you how much do you have to drink of the dalakosis. Says the Rambam at the very end of Halacha Tes, from Shasa, we call Kos Ben Rubo Yotza. As long as you drank Rove of a Kos, you're Yotze. Now, wait a second. Where did that come from? What do you have to drink Rove of a Kos? The din is, the Gemara says beferish, that whenever you have a kaisel bracha, kaisel mitzvah, kiddush, abdol, etc., you have to drink moly lugmav. You have to drink a cheekful. Now, it happens to be that if you chose to have a very, very small cup, exactly the revias, so for an average-sized person, a cheekful is probably the same as a rove of revias, but not necessarily. If I have a 10-ounce cup, so a cheekful of moly lugmav is nowhere near rove of the kos. The Rambam does not say you have a mishasa moly lugmav yatsa. Ram does not say Shasa Rove Shell Revius Yatza. Ram says Shasa Ruba Yatza. You have to drink Rove of the Coast. So other Mishnah never heard of this. Ramban writes, never heard of such a thing. Ramban says, Manishtal Pesach Nef for the rest of the year. Kiddush, I don't have to do that. What do I have to do by the Lela Seder? So the Biskirov explains that the Rambam is the Shittas. If you hold that the Dalai Kaisas are basically Mitzvah Shibadibur, there's really no reason to have to drink the dalakosis. There's really no key of drinking the dalakosis. So what are we drinking dalakosis for? Because there's a din, I'm a varach tzor shiyitam, because you can't make kiddush and spill the wine out. You can't make abdol spill the wine out. There's a din, I'm a varach tzor shiyitam. What's made yitam? What's called yitam in halacha? Yitam means a little bit. It's a mouth, a cheekful. That's called te'ima. A te'ima b'yam is less than a ma'ilub. It's not even a te'ima. It's a garnish. That's to be a te'ima of ervias. Of ma'ilub, I'm sorry. So comes Biskirov and says, if the nature of the mitzvah dalakos is simply reciting a bracha lakos, and then as an afterthought, you have to drink the kos. So drinking the kos is defined by malalugmav, no different than kiddush in front. But according to the Rambam, that's not the din. According to the Rambam, the din is you have to drink the kos. So you have to drink the kos. How much is the kos? The kos from top to bottom. Ella, there's a court called Rubikakulo. If you drink Rove of the Coast, api din, api the lomdus Rubikakulo, it's you drank the entire coast. But the Ikaron, you have to drink the whole coast. By Kiddush Friday night, there's no chiv to drink the whole coast. There never was a chiv to drink the whole coast. So what about the Lela Seder, like the Biskrub and Dasarab? You have to drink the whole coast, the kind of the din of Shtiyas Dalakaisis. That's what a person can say, don't pick a tremendous cup. You're going to pick a 20-ounce cup. Whatever, 20-ounce kiddush cup on Friday night, that's fine. You don't have to drink so much of it. Just by a little bit. But if you want to have a 20-ounce of big kishon of yo for the Leila Seder, you can get drunk very fast. Because according to the Rambam, you have to grow over that coast. It's not enough just to drink by a little bit. So go upon him. We have a running machloikis now between the Rambam against at least one side in Tais, one possibility in Taisvis. But Taisvis entertained the possibility that you can be made to somebody in Dalakais is no different than Friday night kiddush. This machlekes to Avishayim is now going to impact significantly on our Tosfos. Let's go back for a second. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos said that if a woman is chayavas in dalak kosos, she must be chayavas in the dalak mitzvahs. Why? Why is that true? So Tosfos l'chayes l'shitasa. Because Tosfos l'mtsochim thought, was night there, the possibility, it's a very, very real possibility, Tosfos l'mtsochim thought, that Dalai Kaisis is nothing more than Kiddush. Dalai Kaisis is just four mitzvahs, Shibadibur, which happened to have been thrown onto a cup of wine for good luck. If the engine that's driving the Chi of Dalai Kaisis are the four mitzvahs, how in the world can a woman be Chayavas in Dalai Kaisis? She's not Chayavas in the mitzvah. But the Rambam would never make that equation. According to the Rambam, it's backwards. According to the Rambam, the real mitzvah is the Shtiyas HaKos. it's possible that women are chayavos and shtiyas akosis, because that's their cheiros, afei Rabbi Yosef Anes, and they happen to be the pturos from Kiddush. Kiveya said that. It happens to be the pturos from Hallel. Could be the pturos from Haggadah. I don't know what the pturos from. Maybe you're right. I have no idea. Just because the chayavos and akosis and shtiyas akosis doesn't necessarily translate to the chayav and the mitzvah. The only way that Tosfos can make that absolute statement is because Tosfos started with the assumption that Dalat Kosis begins and ends with the mitzvah Shiva Dibur. So, Akopanim, we have Tosfos Halach, Tosfos Lomdus, that women are Chayevis in Dalat Kosis, Chayevis in Halach because it's Afin Eves and Eistika Halach. It's different from the Halach of Yomtiv, different from the Halach of Lulav, all the other Halachs that we spoke about last week. And now Tosfos Raya from Dalat Kosis. And we're not so sure that it's an ironclad riot. Rabbi Kivega disagrees with it. We suggest the Rami disagree with it as well.
This one question, one question. Tosis is still saying it. He's still saying it. It seems backwards, meaning he's saying if you're chayiv in Dalat Kosis, then you're chayiv in the mitzvos. It's really the other way around.
No, well, Tosis believes that the Dalat Kosis really doesn't start with shtiyas hakos. It really starts with the mitzvah. If you're chayiv in the mitzvah, then we're going to boost the mitzvah up for you. So
no, correct.
If you're not chayav in mitzvah, what should I be chayav in dalakosos?
No, I understand, but the way it's being presented is that if you're chayav in the dalakosos, then you must be chayav.
Yeah, it's a proof. It's not a siba. It's a simon. It's a simon.
It's really the other way around.
Right. It's a siba. It's a simon, not a siba. You're right. 100%.
According to the Rambam, when the Gemara says lo yifchasu lo be'arba kosos, that's lav dafka.
It means everybody. It means every person. Each yachid v'yachid. That's the only meaning. Right? There's one last akuda I want to just highlight, and we'll get to brought it up again. The same way that the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah of Dalat Kosis really starts with shtia, and it kind of got, you know, linked on to the mitzvah for good luck, but it really starts as a shtia. One can raise almost the identical question with the other half of that Rambam. We go back for a moment, back to Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam lumped together two mitzvahs into one. Two mitzvahs that are kiyumim of l'fika kishasayid. One was shtiyas dalat kosis, and the other was haseba, a leaning at the seder. The Rambam said it's the same kiyum, they're both kiyum of the same mitzvah l'fika. The Rambam didn't need to say that the mamish kiyumim with the raisa. Doesn't say in the Chumash to drink dalat kosis or to lean. I, the Rambam, quoted a pasuk, there's a din laharos min haTorah. What the Rambam meant was, there's a din laharos min haTorah, but it doesn't have a form min haTorah. It's one of those mitzvahs that's up to you. It's like tefillah, it's like kiddush, like birchas hamazon, that you have to do min haTorah to demonstrate. As if you left Mitzrayim, but lav dafka, it has to be this way. Chazal instituted that everyone should do the same thing. We shouldn't have one person's putting on a skit Pesach night, one guy's telling a poem, one guy's running around with frogs in his pajamas. Hey, everyone should do the same thing. You want to do those other things because whatever else you want to dramatize, that's cute and fine, wonderful for the kids. But everyone should be doing the same basic tzura of laharos. So the fact that there's uniformity in mitzvahs, that's a derabbanan tikkun. I mean, at Torah, everyone's on their own. Everyone davens whatever they want. Everyone says whatever kiddush they want. Everyone benches whatever they want. Everyone does whatever they please. But the Rabbon and Chazal and Misakin, that we have to do things together. We have to be on the same page. But the Rambam clearly lumps together both Haseb and Dalat Kosis as being basically the same. It's basically part of the same kiyum of Lefika, Bechod, of Dochar, and Laharos. One could raise the identical question about Haseb. We know that we do Haseb at different times of the Seder. We do Haseb when we drink Dalat Kosis. We do Haseb when we eat the matzah. When not tomorrow, but we if you call me, anytime we eat matzah at the Seder, anytime we drink the Dalat Kosis, we do Haseb. So one could raise a question, what's the chicken, what's the egg? Is the starting point to do Haseb? Chazal wanted us to lean at the Seder, recline at the Seder. That was the goal. That's the Etzem HaMitzvah, Haseb. Once we're doing Haseb, let's pick the appropriate time to do a seba. You're not going to do a seba upside. Maror, that's silly. You're not going to do a seba when you're singing Chagaja, that's silly. So let's find the times that a seba fits in nicely into the theme of things. But it really starts out as a haseba dikidin. What do I say now? There are certain mitzvahs halayla that you have to do. Not mitzvah sheva dibur, but actually mitzvah sheva achila, mitzvah sheva shtia. The basic mitzvah sheva halayla, achila shtia, are the matzah, and Dalai Klesis. Now, Mara happens to also be a mitzvah Shiva Laila, but that doesn't lend itself to a Seva because that's the antithesis of a Seva. That's not on the radar screen right now. The only mitzvahs that would make sense to embellish with a Seva would be Matzah and Dalai Klesis. Those are the Cheiros that get in. So it could be that a Seva is kind of the afterthought. We basically have to eat Matzah. Basically have to drink Dalai Klesis. You have certain mitzvahs, Medaraisas, Dirabonot, Mistachim, Mitzashtiyah, that the Lala say there. And be Ikaron, you can be Yetzi the mitzvahs without a Seba. But Chazal wanted, in for us, for you're already eating, you're already drinking, do it there, Chaseb, that adds a kim to it. The same idea is like, you're saying the words of Kiddush anyway, do it on a coast. You're saying Hal anyway, do it on a coast. You're benching anyway, you're saying Hagon anyway, do it on a coast. So you're eating Matz anyway, you're drinking on a coast anyway, do it there, Chaseb. So it's almost the identical chakira that we're having vis-a-vis dalakosis. Does everything start with shtiyas hakos and then goes backwards? Or does everything start with the mitzvahs and then go forward? So does everything start with a seba and then we're kind of looking to places to plug a seba in? We have an agenda, we want to get a seba in. So let's find a place to put our seba. Or we're really starting with the mitzvah and then kind of as an afterthought, we're going to throw a seba in for good luck. So it's almost the identical shayla. So in another piece, so the Bishki Rav also points out that if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, it is clear as day that the same way the Rambam emphasized when it came to Dalakosis, that it starts with Dalakosis and goes backwards to the mitzvahs, but a Seba also, it starts with a Seba. The agenda, the goal is to get a Seba in. That's what we're fighting for at the Seba. We want to go to Kalayla the Kolam Subin. We want to make a Din HaSeba. And then we're going to kind of go backwards and look for places to plug in that Haseba. How do I know that the Rambam says that? The Rambam in Halacha Zayin says, Lefika kishesayr ad b'layla zeh tzorach lecha v'lishto sumeis te'echeris. The Rambam says when you eat on Pesach night, you have to Haseba. When the Rambam introduces to you the din of Haseba, notice what he said. Kishesayr b'layla hazeh. What does soyed mean? When you're having your chicken, when you're having your kugel, when you're having your soup, when you're having your salad, chelin suda, kishesayit b'layla zeh, chayv adam, lechol derech haseba. Then is an afterthought, a few halachas later, the Rambam says, and by the way, the bare bone minimum haseba better be, at least for matzah, at least for dalakosis. If you take a look at halacha ches, for example, halacha ches, look how the Rambam formulates at the end of Halacha Ches, the Amos lines, a couple of lines from the bottom. For example, Halacha Ches, the Amos lines, Tzichin HaSeba, B'Shas HaChilas Kazayis Matzah Shiras Dabakoyis HaElu. When do you need HaSeba? You must do HaSeba then. U'Shar HaChil Vosso Shti Yosoy, Im Hesev HaReizim HaShubuch, V'im La'avin HaTzorech. If you do HaSeba then, Matzah Yifim HaNoyim. So the Bishki Rav says, the only way to make any sense of this Rambam that it's l'chatchila to do a seba when you're eating your soup is to say that a seba is a good thing in and of itself. A seba really is a great thing, and the emphasis is you should really do a seba the entire night. That's really the whole. That's from the time you start eating, every act of eating and drinking the seba should be a seba. That's the right. That's the optimal way of doing it. Hello, what? I'm not mechuyev to eat soup in Pesach. I'm not mechuyev to have salad in Pesach. So if I ate the soup shlomo derech haseba, it's no worse than not eating soup altogether. So you can't say I have to eat the soup derech haseba. I don't have to eat the soup. But the parts of the seder that you have to do, matzah, malakasis, those are things that have to be done. So those things should be done derech haseba. It's appropriate to do derech haseba. You do eat salad haseba, the world won't come to an end. Even the salad should be haseba, says the Rambam. If you hold that a seba is fundamentally an afterthought, once we're doing a mitzvah, let's make it a little nice, we'll embellish it by doing a seba, there's no mitzvah yitzal or kugel in Pesach night. So what are you doing a seba for? So says the Bishki Rav, the Rambam, from the fact that he lumps together a seba as a kiyum of lefikach, the same way with Al-Kaisis, he says that lefikach is a mechayev of the maisim of the haros, a chiyum b'fnei atzman. And the fact that we're lumping it together into the world of mitzvahs as an afterthought, that's true by Dalakais and true by Haseba. And of course, other Rishon will say that's not true. It's a Rosh. Others will say, there's no such thing. There's no Lechet Chiva of eating the rest of the meal by Haseba. No, never heard of such a thing. A quote from David Feinstein, in the Tzadok Livracha, David quotes in his Haggadah, the famous Haggadah called the Haggadah, where he writes that he doesn't understand the minhag of Elul. Nobody today does a seiba for the whole meal. When was the last time you saw a guy sitting and eating his chicken by a seiba today? Who eats the soup by a seiba today? You have enough stains on a kittel from a wine. Imagine we ate the whole meal with a derech seiba. So why not? It's a famous Rambam. Maybe we're holding this Rambam. He says, with the fine thing, he said, no. He said, there's a famous sheep in Rishayim, sheep is Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh writes that nobody has to do a seiba b'zman hazeh. You know why? Because it's not a derech olam to a seiba today. Nobody leans today. If you lived in a Greek, the Roman society, that was a derech for the rich people to lean. So Chazal said, the Torah doesn't say it's not a bit of the rights of a seiba. It may be a kiyum the rights of laharos, but it's not that the Torah gave it us. Wasn't Nimzer Moshe Rabbeinu to a seiba? It was instituted some days in some later time when the Rabbanim looked around and saw this is a good expression of chayrus. This is a geshmak way to be married there chayrus. So Chazal said, so the Rav Yoh says, Bizman is that nobody's leaning, even the rich and the kings don't lean anymore. If you really don't accomplish it, it's not laharos anymore. There's nothing to be gained. So therefore, don't waste your time. Don't do a seiba. So we don't really pass it. We try not to rely on this Rav Yoh. We don't rely on the Rav Yoh. Some of the B'shas of we do. Then David Feinstein, he said, vis-a-vis the real chiyuvim of a seiba, the dalakrisis, the matzah, which if you don't do it, it's gefel. You lost the whole mitzvah. So no one's going to rely on the Rav Yoh today. But vis-a-vis the soup and the kugel, he said, the soup and the kugel, what kind of lechatchila? It's not a lechatchila anyway. It's not for us. It doesn't make any sense. So we rely on the Rav Yoh vis-a-vis the soup and the kugel. So Rav David Feinstein is a chat tight up with the minigod elements. But I'll go upon him. You have this running machlekes the Rishayim between the Rambam and Taisus and the Rosh. Other Rishayim get into the fray as to how to understand all these mitzvahs alayla, the kaisis and asebo. What's the chicken? What's the egg? What's going on? What's nigrum for what? So going back to Taisus, Taisus made a statement that women of chayavas in Holland Pesach night, proof from dalak kaisis. We're not 100% sure that's true. We have a serious reservation whether the rye of Taisus is an absolute unclear. Okay, so basically that was the Shemaim list. So you'll see we get it started a little bit in the new sugya tonight. The new sugya is going to be a continuation of exactly what we left off the list. Let's just recap for a moment what the Mishnah told us in Masechet Sukkah. Let's go back to Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. Because believe it or not, I think it's in Sukkot we haven't learned more than the Mishnah. We're in the same Mishnah. So the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph tells us that we can apply the principle of Shemeh Ta'oneh to Hallel. Not surprising, no different than Kiddush, than Kiddush and Megillah. But the Mishnah in the bottom of Lamed Ches and Aleph says you have to be careful that the person who's going to be made to you in Kiddush Hallel has to be Mechuy B'Dover. It's not enough from another Kenani, from an Isha, for a Katan, since these individuals are not Chayavim. If you don't know how to say Hallel yourself, you have to answer word for word. They say Hallelujah, you say Hallelujah, every word you have to repeat after them, because they do not have the Koyach to be made to you, because they're not Mechuyam B'davar. So this Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph is expressing a similar idea that appears in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Kaf Tes Amud Aleph, which says basically the same idea. But this is truly all Shemeh Kainis. Any and every time I want to be mighty in Kriyas HaMegillah, other mitzvahs that apostles lend themselves to Shemeh Kainis, Chayt Lo Yav, I have to be Mechuy B'Dov. That's like not negotiable. And strangely enough, the Gemara never explains to us what the mokra for that din is. There are sugis and sugis, and hopefully we've barely scratched the surface of the next couple of sugis that are going to deal with Shemeh Ko'ayinah, Mechuy B'Dov, etc. Nowhere does the Gemara ask Menon Emili. Nowhere does the Gemara raise a question, where did this come from? If you believe Shemeh Ko'ayinah, the Gemara is going to from Sukkim and Lama Chesim, whatever the mokra Shemeh Ko'ayinah is, it works with their Isis, they use it for Kiddush, I'm using it for Kisa, because I'm using it for Pasha Zohar. So why does the person who's being made to me have to be Mechuy B'Dover based on what? Where did that come from? Silence from the Amorim. Perish Mishnah in Sukkah, Lagavi Halal, Perish Mishnah in Megillah, Lagavi Kisa Megillah, same Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. And nowhere does anybody explain to us why this phenomenon should be true. So the Chayim, we have to take a step back and analyze the very essence of Shemeh Ko'ayinah in order to understand, to appreciate what is Dinah Mechuyah B'Davar. So Mechuyah B'Davar is that sugya, the next sugya. But we have to understand a little bit more about the mechanics, the basic, the ABCs of Shemei Kliyah. Shemei Kliyah is really a very, very strange, very bizarre din, because the starting point is mitzvah Shevedibur. I have a mitzvah to make Kiddush. Zoche Shem Shabbos Kachar. A mitzvah D'araisa. Zoche doesn't mean just a thing. Zoche always means lahaskir. I have to pronounce the words. If I just sit around and think about Kiddush, I'm not yet saying. A mechuyah min haTorah to say the words. The entire Shabbos goes, I didn't say boo. I didn't open my mouth for the whole Shabbos. Pliny said it for me and I listened. And the Gemara says, that's perfectly okay. Minayin l'shemei koyne. On the chesem v'beis, apostle. Minayin shalach m'sinah, whatever it is. Minayin l'shemei koyne. How do you explain away what the lomd is? How does that work? So one can understand that in one of two ways. Either one can understand what the sugya Shemei Kohen is teaching me is as follows. Whenever the Torah gives me a mitzvah Sheva Dibur, I thought that Dibur means Dibur. I thought that the only physical way to be Yaitse a mitzvah Sheva Dibur is with my mouth. So comes the Torah and says, comes the special halacha Bar Sinai because Shemei Kohen teaches me that whenever there's mitzvah Sheva Dibur, you name it, whether it's a deraistic mitzvah of Kiddush, a deraistic mitzvah of Parsha Zohar, a derabatic mitzvah of Kriya Sevegila, whatever the mitzvah of Dibur that we're dealing with is a chiddush of Shemeya Ka'ayna, that there's another organ in your body that you could use to be yaitse, mitzvah Sheva Dibur, not just your mouth. Your ears, whatever the halacha requires, Dibur, Shemeya is as if you spoke. Shemeya is good enough. So the mitzvah is fulfilled with a Maisa Shemeya. So there are two tracks, there are two roads, two different approaches how to fulfill mitzvah Sheva Dibur. You can go down the conventional way, the old-fashioned way of saying the words of Kiddush. Well, you can go down the newfangled, the Lach Mashem Sinai, plus the root called Shemei Koine, Shemiya, and that's also okay. You could be Yaitse Mitzvah Sheva Dibur, quote unquote, with the Maisa Shemiya. But the mitzvah is the Shemiya. The ears are the organs of being Yaitse. That a point to where the mitzvah is being fulfilled, it's right here. Or maybe that's not Pesha. It's not Pesha Pechal. What Shemei Koine means is that the Dibur that's being recited by Ruvein is being misyaches, is relating to Shemun. Dibur means Dibur. When the Torah says you have to say the words of Kiddush, you have to say the words of Zechiras HaMalek, when the Chacham said you have to be Kaved in Megillah, you have to say words. The only thing is, words that were said by Pliny and you heard and paid attention to have now transferred, have moved over to you. It's as if you said the words. It's almost mashlodav l'mishlichus. I have a mitzvah to be mafresh shuvim and ma'aseh. I don't have to do it myself. I can appoint a shaliach. If the shaliach picks up that apple, it's as if I picked up the apple. If the shaliach the kaddish to isha, it's as if I gave it a ring. The Maisa Shalich is Messiaches back to magic to the Pashaf and Shalichos. Messiaches back to the Mishalich. Now, truth to be told, Kiddush, Kriyas and Megillah, Pashaf Zohar, those mitzvahs should not have lended themselves to regular Shalichos. And they don't lend themselves to regular Shalichos. Because there's a cloud called Mitzvah Sheva Gufa. Shalichos doesn't work on Mitzvah Sheva Gufa. I ain't beginning of the Tetra Barak of Kiddush. Why? That's true. Unclear why. Machlekes why. But that's the reality. I can't appoint you as a Shalich to put on tefillah for me. I can't appoint you as a Shalich to eat matzah for me. But a mitzvah Sheva Dibur, I can appoint you as a quasi shliach for me if I hear it. If I don't hear it, it doesn't work. So it's not shliach. Shlichus doesn't require me to be there. I can appoint you to be mafresh shuvim and I can go to sleep. So the quote unquote quasi shlichus that's playing out in Shemei Koineh is not at all the regular rules of shliach, not governed bechlal by the rules of shlichus. That doesn't have the limitation of shlichus, doesn't have the parameters of shlichus. Because it's a mitzvah Sheva Gufo, doesn't lend itself to shlichus. It insists that the quote unquote mishaleach be present at the time and listening. Those are foreign rules. Those have nothing to do with regular shlichus. But putting its own with its own parameters, the chiddush hatayir of Shemei Koineh is closer to the model of shlichus than anything else. And therefore, if you had a point to where is the mitzvah being fulfilled, the mitzvah is being fulfilled here, not my lips. Reuben's lips. But Reuben's lips have just become my lips. Shulch Shalom Kimoisei. Shemeh Koine. To a newfangled quasi shlichus to get in. So very, very lomdish, very, very lomdish hakira. wherein lies the mitzvah when something's being yated to Shmekon? Every Friday, you're making Kiddush for your wife. So I want to know, I know where your mitzvah is taking place. Your mitzvah is taking place with your lips. Where's your wife's mitzvah taking place? With her ears or with your lips? What does Shemei HaKohen really mean? So this Shaila was a big, big machlokes, famous machlokes, between the Beis HaLevi and the Chazon Ish. Beis HaLevi, was Chaim's father, first of Yoshua Ben Salvechit, that we know of, the Rav's great-grandfather, the Rav's named after. So Beis HaLevi, as a small safe, in addition to his chuvas, In a sefer on Chumash, he actually raises this London, this brisket Torah of Chumash. He raises this shaila. That's a fascinating shaila. Yes, to be said. We have never found the following phenomena. We have 100 kohanim in shul, and they all want to go up to Duchen. It's going to be so noisy; they can't carry a tune together. It's going to be a big raw mess up there. So says the Bishop, I got a gevaldig idea. Let all 100 go up there. They'll all turn around. They'll all put their hands up. Gevaldik, Beredik. One of them will say, Evrech Hashem Mishmerecha, and be mighty. The other Kohanim, Shemei Kohanim. Why not? Says the Beis HaLevi, we've been duchening for 3,500 years since the days of Meshav. We never remember anyone duching that way. What? What's wrong? I don't know.
Is that Shiba Gufo?
Shemei Kohanim. Why is it fundamentally different than Kiddush? Why is it different than Kriyas Megillah? So basically, I'll tell you why. In order to be Yaitzei Bichas Kohanim, the Gemara in Saita says, it's not enough for the Kohen just to say the words. He has to say the words loud, loud and clear. Amor Lahem, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerech, Amor Lahem means it has to be the Kol Ram. It has to be said in a voice that's loud enough for the tzibur to hear. Not to scream from the rooftops, but if the kohen is whispering, he can barely hear himself. He's not yaitzei the deraisa b'chus kohanim. It's the shear in the dibur. The shear in the dibur has to be b'kolam. Dr. Beis HaLevi, shemei kohen is gevaldik. That shemia suffices for dibur. Whenever the Torah says Dibur, Shmia is root number two. Also an acceptable root to be, I'd say. Shemei is Ke'oimer, is Kimidaber, of his Nishkal Ram. Says it Beis HaLevi, put your ears to the other person's ears. Can I hear what you're hearing? Because Ram, your ears are not producing a Kol Ram. Your ears are a method to be Yeti Bitishab Dibur. But whenever the halacha superimposes that a mitzvah shebedibur is not sufficient, it's a mitzvah shebedibur plus another characteristic, another dimension called kol ram, shemei kohen is going to fall short. Therefore, says basically, it's inconceivable to be made to somebody else in Birkas Kohanim with a shemei kohen, because shemei kohen is a dibur, but it's not a dibur but kol ram. Says the Chazon Ish, doesn't listen to basically like the same way that the dibur of Reuven is mesiaches to Shimon, but the dibur shiba kol ram of Reuven is mesiaches to Shimon. So Shimon is being yaitze with Reuven's kol ram. So what's the nekudas machlokes? Basically, in the Chazanish, obviously this nekudas machlokes. According to Beis HaLevi, Shemei Kohanim is a din of the Shemia. According to Chazon Ish, Shemei HaKohen is a din in the dibur. If it's a din in the shmia, so then a shmia for today or tomorrow could be, can count as a mitzvah shebe dibur, but it's the maisa physically, not a kol ram. Because according to Chazon Ish, the same way that the dibur carries over, all the other aspects, characteristics of the dibur carry over as well. So this me'ein quasi shlichas of Shemei HaKohen. That's what the Kudus Bechlegs in the Beis HaLevi in the Chazon Ish. I'll share with you a story. Henry, I think you'll appreciate the story. Maybe more than everybody else, because you know the Baal Dover, the Baal Dvarim in the story. I may have told you the story once before, I'm not sure. It had to do with Mr. Skidel. But I remember the story? I told you about the Shemekoina part. Okay, I'll repeat. It's a good story. Okay, Chazar is always good. Okay? So, Maisa Shemekachoi. The story started back, I would say, about 40 years ago. I'll tell you, I'm going to give you an exact date when it started. It started right after Purim of when I was 16 already, 39 years ago, almost 39 years ago. I'll tell you how I dated it. It was started when I was in 11th grade. I was in the Shia of Mordechai Marcus, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I've quoted him many, many times, which is Nifter, not all that long ago, right after Pesach. And it was Tainus Esther. We were learning Masechet Pesachim that year. It was Tainus Esther, so he gave us a little shiur, a little different shiur on some related topic related to Kriyas Megillah. So he spoke about Shemei HaKohen. So that was the first time I ever heard that machlokes Beis Halev and the Chazon Ish from him, with his lomdus as to what Shemei HaKohen is or is not, Shmiya, Diba, etc. The whole shiur. So soon after that, I was telling over this Shtikl Torah to a very close friend of mine at the time in Riverdale. Some of you may know him, Chaim Walter. He still goes as Chaim, still goes Howie Walter. Some of you may know him from he was lived in the Five Towns. He was very involved in he helped publish the Encyclopedia Talmudis in its last edition. He was a very, very big help in terms of certain Torah publications. Chaim Wolfen. He grew up in Rivendell, a couple years older than me. So I remember exactly where we were. We were in the Rivendell Jewish Center on a Shabbos morning, and we were talking over this Beis Halev Chedesh. I was like telling him over this thing, and we were talking about Shemei HaKohen, and back and forth and back and forth. So there was a fellow who was sitting in the back of the shul. His name was Rabbi Skidel. I didn't really know him so well. I knew he was around. He was a Balabas who lived in Riverdale. And everybody knew that he was always learning. I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know what. I knew he always had a reputation. He was always sitting wherever he was sitting with the Sefer. He was sitting in the back of the Beis Medrash in the RGC. And he was listening to me and Chaim Walter at the time. We were both teenagers. We were kids. Talking over the Shtikl Torah about Shemei HaKohen, this and that, oh, Chagadja. I remember he said to us, he said, nah, of course you could say Shemei HaKohen and Kol Ram. Of course you can. We looked at him, why? He said, why do you think it's called Shemei HaKohen? Why is it called Shemei HaKohen? Why is it called Ka'ohen? There may be other reasons for that, but he says, if it's called Shemei HaKohen, of course you could say it on Kol Ram. And I really had no idea what he was talking about. And then I realized years later, what he meant was, Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Kisavo says on Bikurim, V'anisa v'amarta. You have to say Mikra Bikurim. Rashi says, V'anisa, ein v'anisa el b'kol Ram. The word Aniyah means to scream out. Aniyah doesn't just mean to say, it means to burst out and blast out. He loves V'anisa v'amarta. So he was saying that Shemei HaKohen, how can you say that you can't say Shemei HaKohen? If it doesn't work in Kol Ram, it's the word Aina means Kol Ram. That was his kasha. Again, I didn't understand the kasha at the time, so I wasn't even sure. Maybe I can answer the kasha now 39 years later. I'm not sure, but that's what he said. Now I'll probably have to finish the story. So I'm gonna push the calendar ahead about somewhere about 32, 33 years later, or something like that. Right? This story probably, Harry's father probably was, how many years ago was he sitting Shiva? Do you remember?
It's
6 years ago or so.
Maybe more.
Around that, give or take, whatever it was. Give or take. 30 plus years later. So I became friendly with a man whose name was Harry Skidel, which is a good, very close friend of Henry's. The Harry Skidel was in Manhattan. I did not realize in my wildest dreams that he was related to that Rabbi Skidel from 39 years ago. That didn't even cross by my radar screen. And he was sitting Shiva. Remember, I went with my wife. He was sitting Shiva. And in the course of the conversation, he mentioned that he had originally come from, I didn't remember, because he's been out of 40 years. He said that his parents just live in Riverdale. He said Riverdale. I said Riverdale. Who was your father? I didn't chap. He said my father's name. What? That's what he was sitting shiva for. He was sitting shiva for the person I remember from Shemek Hanya from 39 years before. So all of a sudden, like the light bulbs went off my head. So I said to him, in the middle of shiva, I said, I came stomping Menachem Avraham Matuza. I didn't have any hava mean of knowing who your father was. Now all of a sudden, I got stories to tell you from 40 years ago. I said, let me tell you the story. I said, I was a kid, 15 years old, sitting and learning Shemek Hanya with a friend of mine. And he came and told me, how come we were Rashi with Hosha? I started to tell him over Hosha, but I got so excited. I started telling the Shul Torah. And I stopped myself. I said, I can't tell you the end of the Shul Torah because you're an Ovel. And Ovel's also a Tam Torah. So, but it's a good, I wanted to share with him the whole Shul Torah from his father. I stopped, dead in my tracks. So I said to him, after that Shem, we get up from Shiva, I'll tell you the end of the story. So Kachav told me the end of the story later, at a later point. I told him the end of the whole story, the riot from his father. He was so excited. But there's an end of the story. The end of the story is the humorous part of the story. From the end there. So there was a fellow who was sitting next to us. My wife, myself, was sitting there at the Shiva. And there was a fellow who was sitting next to us. And he was listening to the story. And he says to me as I'm walking out, he says, I want to hear the end of the story. So what was the Shtikl Torah? What was the end? What was the riot from the Rashi and Kisavo? So we were still in the base of them. So I mumbled him. I said, I'll tell you later. The Rav is a Chumri, not supposed to speak the return of base of them, even not to the Yavel. So what from the Rav? The Rav holds to be in the Gavr, to the Chavtz, to the base of them. It's a Chavtz from base of them. That's what the return of them. Not for now. So that was funny. I didn't want to end the story with him. So I just said, you know, under my breath, I said, yeah, I'll fill you in afterwards. So as we're walking out, so my wife nudges to me, says, do you know who that was, who you just pushed off and didn't tell the end of the story? I said, I have no idea who it was. She says, that was Shweki. I said, okay. I said, I heard his, yeah, I have no idea what he looked like. You just told Shweki to go look. Hey, lost. You told him you can't tell the end of the Torah. I said, nothing against Shweki. I'll be happy to tell him the end of the Shtikl Torah. So next wedding that he was at and I was at, when he was singing, and I was doing whatever I was doing. So I went over to him and I told him the end of the Shtikl Torah. I told him the Raya from Nisim Yamar. So anyway, all's well that ends well. So that was how he fought his kasha against the victim. But I can't find getting back to that story. So we're going to hope Mitzvah next week use this Beis Levi Chazanish to address our fundamental issue, namely, why do you need Mechuy B'Dover? Rosh Mekah to Kikin. Yeah, I'm sorry, the question here.
So in Birkat Kohanim itself, it doesn't say Kol Ram. The only thing it says in Har Eival and Har Gerizim, Kol Ram, that's it says. In Kohanim, it doesn't say that.
That's right, but the Gemara Masechet Sota learns out from Apostle that that's what it means. That there is a din of Kol Ram, even by Birkat Kohanim. Mor Lahem, it has to be a Losh that the other people could hear. Yeah, so the Gemara Sota does say it's a din of Torah that you have to say for Kol Ram. Very good. Okay, good. All right. So we'll stop here for the gym next week. We'll try to continue. Okay.